This is Judith Richards interviewing Jane Hammond in New York City on Grand Street in her home studio on April 3rd, 2012 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc 1. So, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Me too.
I'd like to start by asking you to recall your family background as far back as you want to go, certainly the people you knew, your parents, your grandparents, and if it's relevant, earlier than that, their names, where they were born, what they did in life. I mean, could include aunts and uncles if that's relevant. And then come to the point where you were born. I mean, we can do one side of your family first and then the other. And then we'll get to the point where exactly where and when you were born.
Okay, so in my life, probably the most dominant person who made the biggest impression on me as a child was my maternal grandmother. And her name was Edith Jarvis, and Edith is spelled E-D-Y-T-H-E. It's an odd name. Nobody has it nowadays.
J-A-R-V-I-S?
Right. And she was a woman. My grandmother had my mother when she was 22.
So this is your maternal grandmother.
Yeah, and my mother had me when she was 20. So when I was 6 years old, my grandmother was 48. It's almost like what defines a mother in my generation. She was married to my grandfather, whose name was Walter Jarvis, who was 15 years her senior. He had worked on Wall Street, but he wasn't a very successful businessman. And by the time I was around, he was retired. And my grandmother, Edith Jarvis, came from a very wealthy family. Her father was the president of the American Tobacco Company. His name was James Dixon. And he lost his money.
Is that D-I-X?
D-I-X-O-N. And he lost his money in the crash and committed suicide. And my grandmother always said it was on the front page of the New York Times. I don't know if she meant the front page or the business front page, but she always said that the Times came up to Connecticut to interview her, and she covered for him and said it wasn't suicide.
This is her father.
This is her father.
What town was that in Connecticut?
Fairfield. So she was an only child of what today would have been divorced parents, but in those days they stayed together and lived completely separately. And she grew up all over the world. They lived in a hotel in Athens for a year. They lived in the Plaza Hotel for several years. Her baby pictures, she was in Egypt.
What was your great-grandmother, James's wife's name? Edith's mother.
Edith's mother was named Edith also. Nanny's mother. She was named Edith as well. I think her name was Edith May Hall. And my grandmother's name was Edith Dixon Jarvis. I can check on that. So anyhow, she had like a sort of pampered upbringing in the sense that her babyhood pictures, she's on a camel with a nanny with these perfectly curled curls, and you know, they went on these tobacco buying trips all over the world. So, like, this is a lamp from China that James Dixon bought, you know, I don't know when, in the 20s or something like that. So my grandmother was born in 1904. So she had a sort of a privileged and exotic childhood. And she spoke German and French fluently. Her first language was German because she was born in New York City, but they lived in Germany for a while, just when she happened to be learning languages. And then they moved to New York, and she went to a French private school called the Velton School, so she learned French next.
Velton?
V-E-L-T-O-N. And then she learned English thirdly, though she had no accent or anything. But I mean, she was someone who was like, I remember once we bought film at the Palace of Versailles, and the person that sold the film to us asked my grandmother if she was Belgian. And my grandmother was insulted because she took that as a denigration of her French. But in other words, and she had like